2024 property tax bill by up to $500 with the primary residence credit. There are no age or income restrictions. Simply go to tax.nd.gov/PRC and apply no later than the March 31st deadline. Remember, in order to be eligible to receive the credit, you must apply by March 31st. Don't wait. Apply today.
What if you could store heat during off-peak hours when electric prices are lowest and use it when you need it? With a heat storage system, you can. Underfloor systems and other options heat your whole home or individual rooms so you can stay comfortable and save. Plus, they're at least 100% efficient, so no energy or dollars are wasted. With Otter Tail Power Company rebates, now's the time to see how you can store, heat, and save. Go to otpco.com/heatstorage to get started.
Welcome to it here. Thursday talk around going on. 8 degrees right now and a little bit of sunshine. Speaking of sunshine, guess who's sitting across from me here? Kathy Dickman, Jankaba Zoo Director. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm always doing great. Every time you walk in, you sort of brighten up and lighten up the room.
See? I love the storytelling. I get in here a little late because I'm listening on the radio in my vehicle. Yeah, it's always so much fun.
What a great journey. And that's like, I think... the third part of the Missouri Bob story.
Absolutely. Who needs the ID channel?
Oh, man. Colorful characters around here.
Colorful characters.
Speaking of colorful characters.
Speaking of that, guess who's losing their spots?
No.
I know.
They're becoming cougars. I just loved them when they were kittens.
And, of course, you know, the cougars, also known as mountain lion and puma and catamount, their tail is very long compared to some of the other large cats and it's almost like equal to, well, I'm exaggerating a little, almost equal to their body, but it's just very classic. Their cute little baby faces are now sculpted in that cougar look. And the cougar, the profile and the bone structure of a cougar is so identifiable. Mm-hmm. And it just characterizes the cougar
look. It's so chiseled.
What I was looking for.
Yeah, it's so distinct.
Leave it to an artist to come up with chiseled.
Yeah, figure that out.
No, but that's exactly right. And of course, they're gonna have spots this summer yet and things, but they're fading. And they're just wonderful.
They all got to grow up, don't they?
All got to grow up. What is going on?
But what a great ride, because had them from they were how old till now, and the journey has been incredible.
Yeah, 30 days old they were.
Wow.
And so now that, you know, it seems like they should be older for growing so fast. And I know a week doesn't go by without me getting at least two updates from 80 or Tom telling me they've upped their diet again.
Right.
And so, they're just doing so well. And yesterday, 80 stopped in and she said, you know, because they were getting the ground meat, which, you know, you've been behind the scenes and seen all this and prepared for zoo animals yesterday. And she came in and she said they're eating chunk meat.
Oh.
So that's the muscle meat we get from the AAA.
They're moving up, right.
And it is, so that means, guess what that means? That means that they can go into training.
All right.
Because that's the training treats with something we can pick up with the tongs.
Mm-hmm.
Because long gone are the days we can sit on the ground with them.
Just bottle feed,
They will, you know, we don't play on the ground with them any longer. It's time to say this is our structure for safety. And please, you know, don't feel bad for them. Feel bad for us, for me, because, you know, we enjoyed that part so much.
Right.
And that helped create them who they are and gave them that nurturing that they need. And they still need that. However, now when we need to go in, they're playing with each other. And they come see us and they're you know, but we're not going in to play with them any longer. So we don't, they're playing with each other so strongly, they still come to the door every time someone comes in. They still do all those things. And they just, they're cougars.
Well, explain this to me, too, because I saw this with Nico.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it now with the cougars, too. How do you deal with that detachment? Because it is kind of like, okay, my kids are growing up here and kind of leaving the nest, especially with you, because, again, it's so much part of your DNA with what you do. Well, how do you deal with that detachment?
Well, we treat it with how we know we need to, mm-hmm. and you just you deal with it. These are not pets.
Well, I know, but when does it go from Kathy the mom to Kathy, to the science of this? Because you know this very well.
Luckily, and now I will refer to my team again. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we got the care team. If we didn't have the care team, I don't know that I would ever need that. because you know we deal a lot with. Not as much as we used to, thank goodness, but with people who own things they shouldn't have, mm-hmm. exotic pets, if yeah. you will. And so we know the do's, the don'ts, the rights, the wrongs. And we have a reason. We have a mission to have these animals. So mm-hmm. that's the part that we always keep in mind. We have these animals sometimes for propagation of the species. In the case of these two sisters, it's for the education and exhibitry so that our grandkids and great-grandkids can see these native animals in zoos one day, mm-hmm. and then you have the ones that you want to breed for conservation, for propagation of the species. So you have to keep the mission in mind very much so, and you just look at these two, and they look back at you, you know, and you're like, ugh. Now, with cats, I thought it was going to be more difficult, but they've helped that out with their characteristic behavior mm-hmm. of I've got my claws out. I'm playing with my teeth now.
And the aggression.
The
but
aggression,
again, you
the
know
the wild,
this.
Wonderful, right. even the play aggression,
yeah.
the characteristics. Well, you have to understand that. And we learn from them all the time. Doesn't matter how long you've been there, how many years. You
it's
learn
the best
something.
Teaching tool in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Now with Nico.
Nico's a whole different thing.
In case
thing.
Someone out there doesn't know who Nico is, he's the wicked spider monkey. No, no, he's,
I
he's
love
wonderful.
Nico.
Being a primate, a little different, being a single mm-hmm. primate, and having that where they stay with their mom so long and attached literally so long, that was a little bit more difficult mm-hmm. for me and probably for him originally because it was a one-person monkey.
But again, great stories coming out
oh,
of
yeah.
this and such great memories of that. You know,
so,
as difficult as I'm sure some of it was, good
yeah,
stuff coming out of it.
Yeah. Nico's going to be 19 in April.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know.
And still a character.
Still a character. And still today, for my Daily News Cattails column, people still say, I'm happy you ran the Thanksgiving Bill Dablo story. that sums up Nico.
Yeah.
And sums up, they're not pets. And
no,
so
they're
we,
not.
And then so also for people to see us in with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture that they get, especially
right.
children, and you want, and that's a great because it's very personal. It's very personal, but explaining to them too, this is a wild animal. This is
yeah.
why he or she's being hand raised. So it can be a little bit, you know, you don't want to give the wrong impression.
Sure.
Having said that, it's part of our field,
yeah.
and it's a very special part of our field.
But
when
again,
we do have that hands-on. It's a very special part, but it's a mission.
Right, but you understand the science of it. I mean, you
yes.
know this stuff.
Yes.
Your keepers know this stuff
Absolutely.
Front to back, and,
Absolutely.
And there's a difference between that human part and that science part.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think you do such a great job, and your staff does too, of kind of bridging that.
And you get to meet a bunch of them last
oh,
summer.
Oh, man, it was so fascinating to me to watch them work.
Yeah.
And stuff that they take for granted
mm-hmm.
because they do it every day that other people are just going, wow. The bear training that I saw was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the work they did with the tigers was incredible, and that's just scratching the surface.
And this summer you'll get to see other training because you'll be moving around with your easel.
Yes, 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 yes.
See, I put you on the spot. I don't see how I did that.
June 1st.
Yeah,
it begins,
so excited.
So, yeah.
You're so excited. So, yeah, but thank you for asking about that because that is very important. And I just, you know, we're proud of our collection and we're proud when we can help grow up a creature,
mm-hmm.
critter in
right.
the zoo. So,
and do it in front of people. I mean, let people watch and learn.
That's what zoos are for.
Yeah.
If we wanted to work privately and hoard our collection, that's not a zoo.
Right.
No, that's not a zoo. It's showing off to friends that come over, and that's not a reason to have animals.
No, that's
this
true.
Is for,
especially wild animals.
This is for the public, for visitors, for and I say that, but the public has become the zoo family,
mm-hmm.
and we need them to survive, and it's going to be one of those seasons where we're going to, you know, ask for help too, because
absolutely.
We need that too. But we're excited because, you know, we talk about enrichment so much, and It's so fabulous. And just like I said, just even if people have a phone and don't Facebook, you know, try to get on the Zoof spot once in a while, because there's so much of the enrichment on there. And we're trying to work a little bit more of getting the public more involved in the enrichment, and also give them some ownership in what we're doing down there.
Absolutely.
So we'll be seeing some things coming on that this season. You'll be seeing some few changes in the zoo in the arrangement of where some things are going to be.
Okay.
Not initially on the early opening date, which is the 5th of April. But by the time we open full-blown at the end of April and into May, you'll see some different things being done. And you'll see some buildings being worked on, because some have been there a while now.
Right.
And so we need to be working on those. So you'll see some things, but we like to keep the public updated. There'll be signage of what's coming, what's going in here, how things are changing up.
You're great at that down there at the zoo, too, and kind of letting people know what's what and where to go and how to get there. Let's talk a little bit about this latest weather, too. Has this changed any of your plans, or is it still all
ago? You know, initially we were laughing about it. We blamed Adie because we were at a meeting and talking about early opening. She's like, let's just wait for that March storm. We're like, there's not going to be a March storm. So, but we had it, and it's here. And I got to say, some of the animals really were like, otters were loving it.
I bet they were.
And the bears were funny out in it. And again, it's all on Facebook.
Sure.
So we could share that with the public. So we're still going to open. Unless another weather front comes through, we're telling people, please, you know, tune in, look at, you know, announcements, call us, however you can get to us, and make sure we're going to be open on the 5th.
The extended's looking good.
Yeah. So. And so even if it's cold, you know, we'll be planning, unless it's something comes our way weather-wise bad, we're going to, or unexpected, let me say that.
Yeah.
We plan to open on Friday the 5th from 10 to 4.
Fantastic.
And so those are just early openings. Just give people opportunity to get down there. Remember, though, our cleanup's not until the next weekend, the 13th. So, you know, our yard looks like yours. I always say that, you know, and so people understand.
If people want to help with that, they just show up, bring gloves.
Oh, on the 13th? Yes. Bring gloves. That's going to happen. So it seems like a lot of information, but it's quite as simple. We're doing our early opening before the formal day of the 27th. So every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 4, we're early opening in April. But the second weekend's already changed on that, because on that Friday we're open. That Saturday, we're going to be clean up in the morning. So if you come to the zoo in the morning, you must be working.
Right.
And then regular general admission after, like, 1 o'clock. So from 1 to 4 that day. So the 13th is different. You have to bring gloves, bring a rake, put your name on it. So if you take a break, you can go back to your own equipment. We have some rakes and things there. We will come around. Basically, depending on what we're going to do that day, depends on the dryness of the ground. So now we've got this instead of a bunch of dry leaves. But maybe by then. We'll be doing something. And again, stay tuned. Yeah. You never know if we want to move something. But that's the plan for now.
All right.
And we're excited. And we're happy to say we did keep the fees, the gate fees, and the memberships the same. Not because we don't need more, because we do, but we wanted to keep it as affordable as we can for families to come and enjoy Chahinkapa Zoo for its 91st year.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Kathy Dickman talking. It's our morning zoo. We do this every Thursday, one of our favorite segments here, too. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 8 degrees. It's Thursday, March 28th. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Review of the Grand Forks Processing and Distribution Center is over, and the U.S. Postal Service has decided it will remain open and be modernized. The review was announced last November to see if it would make sense to transfer some mail operations to Fargo. USPS now plans to invest up to $1.5 million in the Grand Forks facility, As part of a larger 10-year plan to modernize the nation's aging postal network, their goal is to reach 95% on-time delivery for all mail products. They also determined that they would no longer be thinking about career employee layoffs. A woman has been charged in connection with a February hit-and-run crash in southeastern Minnesota's Fillmore County that injured six people. Brittany Edgar, 32, of Spring Valley, faces multiple charges, including a felony for operating a vehicle causing substantial bodily harm. Investigators claim Edgar crashed into a buggy on February 16th, injuring six people.